Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of December, 2012. It was on this date in 1811, two enormous earthquakes struck the Louisiana Territory and rocked the New Madrid fault line in southeastern Arkansas. They were felt over an area of 1 million square miles. Eyewitnesses said that the Mississippi River appeared to reverse its course, and plumes of sulfurous gas shot up from the ground. The New Madrid earthquakes remain the most severe ever to strike the eastern United States, a magnitude of about 8.0 on the Richter scale. Many seismologists believe that the region is overdue for a repeat performance. It is believed that today is the birthday of Ludwig von Beethoven in Bonn, Germany, in 1770, born into a family of court musicians. The father pushed the child to learn music, and by the time he was 16, he'd established a good reputation in Bonn and left for Vienna to meet Mozart, who was busy composing Don Giovanni, but thought that Beethoven showed promise, and he took him on as a pupil. But the death of Beethoven's mother and problems with his father made him travel back home to Bonn, and by the time he was able to return to Vienna, Mozart had died, and Beethoven began studying with Franz Joseph Haydn. By 1801, Beethoven was writing to his friends about his oncoming deafness, though it did not seem to affect his ambition or his success. He composed at a furious pace, performed piano concerts throughout Europe for several more years, until he became almost totally deaf in 1814, at the age of 44. He died in 1827. Schools were closed on the day of the funeral. 30,000 people followed the casket through the streets of Vienna. It's the birthday of Jane Austen, born in Hampshire, England, 1775. Her sister Cassandra burned most of Austen's letters after she died at the age of 41, so not much is known about her personal life. She was the seventh of eight children. Her father was a clergyman. Her first published work was Sense and Sensibility in 1811. She did not publish her books under her own name. She signed them simply A Lady. Her health began to decline in 1816. She died in 1817, possibly of Addison's disease or lymphoma, or, it's been recently suggested, arsenic poisoning. Since the mid-1990s, there's been a Jane Austen revival, thanks to many film and TV adaptations, especially Pride and Prejudice, ever since the BBC aired a very successful miniseries version in 1995. It's the birthday of V.S. Pritchett, born in Ipswich in Suffolk, England, 1901. He wrote five novels, but considered himself a short story writer. He said in an interview once, "I think I really wanted to be a short story writer because I thought I was a man of short breath. I haven't got the breath to write novels." Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled Noel. Like a single ornament, the red cardinal on a pine outside the window is our only decoration until the snow. Linda Paston's poem Noel, from her collection Traveling Light, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.